Chad Hart. I'm an associate professor of economics and extension economist with Iowa State University.
Chad, it certainly appears that the latest USDA numbers had a bearish impact on corn and soybean prices. What are the major takeaways from today's report, in your opinion?
Well, I think in this case, you know, I think the trade was expecting, you know, USDA to raise the yield estimate, but not nearly as much as they did. And so when we're looking here, you're talking about adding another 350 million bushels to the corn side of the ledger, nearly 275 million bushels on the soybean side. And so, you know, again, it's one of these cases of it wasn't outside the realm of possibility here when we look at the way the crop progress reports have stacked up this growing season. This crop had been grading out above average. And so in this case, I think it's more recognizing that when USDA does their August estimate, they're assuming normal weather from here on out, whereas I think a lot of the trade is saying, you know, with the late planting conditions in the north, with the drought, you know, especially towards the south central part of the U.S., that we can see some, if you will, cracks in the yield that aren't showing up in the USDA estimates right now.
Chad, this soybean market is just flat out ugly right now.
Yes, it is, you know, because it's getting hammered on both sides. When we're looking at the production side, it's, you know, we're looking at what USDA put out there, second highest yield we've ever seen. In terms of production, we're getting north of 4.5 billion bushels, so we've got plenty of soybeans to try to sell. And at the same time, too, I think there's a lot of concern about the demand side of the soybean market. The idea is that the trade disputes are having an impact here. And it's going to hit not only on direct soybean exports, but also on that domestic crush demand we got. Because if you think about this on the livestock side, you know, we could be seeing some additional pressure there because, you know, we're seeing, you know, the possibility of fewer pork exports as we look out there due to the trade dispute. And that's going to have a sort of a pullback as we're looking at domestic crush as well. And so, you know, not good news on either the supply or the demand front.
Was there any good news, corn, beans, wheat, in today's numbers?
Well, I will say this. The good news you might want to say is this. When you're looking at what USDA did to the usage side of the market, they did increase feed demand. They actually did raise their export numbers as we're looking out there. But it was all based upon this idea that with prices as low as they are, it should be stimulating some demand out there worldwide.
Anything else from today's report that you want to make sure we touch on, Chad?
Well, I think the other big deal to look at is here is that, you know, not only is the U.S. staring at some good crops here, but the idea is that we, when we're looking worldwide, the idea is world corn production basically is up significantly from last year, same way as we look at soybeans. And so, you know, it's not just a U.S.-centric issue here. This has been an issue globally as far as we've had some of, you know, basically the last 5 years have been incredible in terms of productivity, but that doesn't make it, you know, if you will, when productivity is high, that tends to mean your market price is low.